never to the ground.
I'm not tired.
Let me hear you say no. I'm feeling happy now, you.
I'm not tired.
Let me hear you say no, no. Great God Almighty.
I'm not tired.
Ah, no. Wish I had a witness here. Let me hear you say no.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Those hands together and give God some praise. In the house, come on, come on, come on. Praise his holy name. I pray for increase. God bless our young people. Hallelujah. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you now for the opportunity to hear your word. Meet us in the text, tailor the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear and understand. And God, give us principles to practice that we might profit from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Get your Bibles and open them to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. And it simply says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And I just want to speak from the subject. Do you know who your friends are? Do you know who your friends. It's Youth Day in our ministry, and I certainly want to challenge our young people to be careful about the selection of people they call friends and whom they embrace and draw close to, because they can have a devastating impact on their lives if they aren't who they say they are. And I think as you look in life, you will discover that you don't have to be young to pick bad friends. It really does not have an age limit tied with it, but hopefully as we grow older and mature, we learn how to pick more wisely who our friends are. Not only are we to be careful about who our friends are, but we ought to limit how many folk we call friends. The text says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. So literally, it's saying, if you want friends, then you're going to have to sow seeds of friendship. You're going to have to demonstrate that you can be a good friend. And then after being a good friend, you have the right to expect that in return, what you have given, you will also receive. But you'll discover in this life that there are a lot of imposters, a lot of folk who camouflage, a lot of folk who perpetrate, a lot of folk who masquerade. I haven't got to your street yet. I'll just keep going. A lot of folk who put on and act up and pretend that they are what they aren't. Now, one of the things that's so helpful about understanding this is to also understand the New International Version's translation, which makes clearer for the hearer's understanding. One who has unreliable friends soon come to ruin. One who has unreliable friends soon come to ruin. Now, what does this say? It says if the folk you're calling friends aren't real friends, then the time will come when you'll need a real friend and discover when you reach out for them, they won't be anywhere around. See, it's one thing for you to know you're in a battle by yourself, but it's a whole nother thing to have someone tell you, I got your back. Have you ever heard that? I got your back. I got you. And so you step with confidence toward whatever you're dealing with and feeling like, if things go awry, I've got somebody who's on my side, somebody who's going to be there when things get rough and things get tough. And I've discovered you've got some folk who will tell you they'll be there, but when things get thick, they thin out. That's not what you need. That's not who you need. Listen at what the word says, Proverbs 17:17. It says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now, I know I've shared this before, and many of you have seen the little portrait of two brothers. One is lighter and the other is heavier, and under that caption are the words, under that picture rather, is the caption, of these words, he's not heavy, he's my brother. Well, what this word is literally saying is that a friend, a true friend, is one who loves you 24/7. When it's good, when it's bad, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're up, when you're down, a true friend loves you totally. But a brother is one who is born for adversity, which simply means that he is kin. You've heard the saying, blood is thicker than water. Now, mind yourself of that saying, because when you dig a little deeper, what you will discover that though blood is thicker than water, ask yourself how much water is included in blood. You're made of over 70% of water. So if you're made up over 70% of water, then how heavy is blood? Y'all catch that on your way home. I'm just trying to tell you, there are some friends who will treat you better than family. There are some friends who will help you when family won't help you. Brothers are born for adversity, which means even if you aren't speaking, even if you aren't on good terms, you can go to them and say, I need your help because you're my brother. But with a good friend, a friend is there. You don't even have to ask them for help. They see your situation. They see your sorrow. They see your circumstances, and they are there to help you through those situations. You begin to look at this and understand this, my brothers and sisters. What does this mean? Again, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. Well, that means that there is coming a time. And I think you need to know this. I don't care who you are, where you are, what you have, what you've done. Trouble is coming your way. All you got to do is keep on living. It happens to the best of us, just like it happens to the worst of us. Just like the sun shines on the just and the unjust, so does the rain fall on both. And trouble also happens to all. But here is the thing. When you think you have a support system you don't have, many times you'll discover that ruin comes to you because you've made some decisions based on thinking you had that support system with you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now notice this. He started shouting yay before he went in the valley. But why did he shout yay before he went through the valley of the shadow of death? He knew death was in there and was either going to be a reality or a shadow of a reality. But he was not fearful because he based the reality of his trust on the friend he had going in the situation. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So listen at this, because I need you to understand. When you have God as your friend, you have the confidence of being able to go through and handle and deal with any situation, any circumstance, any trouble, any trial, any tribulation, because your comfort is in knowing he's in it with you. If you look closely at the word today, you'll discover again, it says and in the King James Version, and but in the NIV Version. But regardless of King James or NIV, here is the point. It's talking about there is a true friend. King James Version says he must show himself friendly, and there is a friend. The NIV Version says he comes to ruin, but there is a friend. And so it begs me to ask the question, well, who is this true friend? And I think if you've got any God in you, you know his name. Yeah, yeah. His name is Jesus. This is the reference to Jesus. Jesus, the one who is our true friend, one who sticks closer than a brother. Now listen at this, because what is interesting is this word referencing Jesus Christ. Jesus has said many things in John 15, 14. He says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Listen at Jesus. He backs up and he says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for who? For a friend. Now, when you begin to recognize that Jesus is the friend who has already laid his life down for you, the question is, who else compares? I guess y'all don't have a reference because y'all don't know anybody else. A lot of folk talk that talk, but Jesus walked that walk. He's not telling you what he's gonna do. He has already done it. And while you were yet sinners, he died for you so that you would have a right to the tree of life when you came to yourself and accepted him as your friend. Let me help you understand what you need to look for in a friend. Jesus sets the bar high. First of all, to be a true friend, and I'm asking, do you really know who your friends are? First thing is, you've got to know that your friends are trustworthy. Can they be trusted? Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, you don't really have a friend if you have to second guess them. If you got to wonder if they're going to be real with you, if they're going to be honest with you, if you got to judge whether or not what they're saying is true, whether or not they're going to back it up, whether they're going to do what they said, if you can't trust them with all that you are, who you are, then they're not trustworthy enough to be a friend. Don't fool yourself. You might need to call them something else, but when you say friend, you're comparing them to Jesus. You're saying they're trustworthy, that I don't have to second guess them. Listen, I can let them in my house and don't have to worry about nothing. Yeah, you say, I can leave them. I don't have to worry about them going through my stuff. I don't have to worry about them looking and rambling and y'all getting quiet on me here. You got family folk you can't do that with. Are they really trustworthy? Do you have to wonder if y'all decided to go in on a raffle ticket and all of a sudden you've got the winning number and they get lost? Or you say, well, no, you hold a ticket, because if we win, it's just like me holding a ticket. I'm going to give you half. We straight until you win and the friend disappears. That's what you get for pulling them raffle tickets anyway. All I'm trying to tell you is your friend must be somebody worthy of your trust. Second thing, and I'm bringing it to a close, your friend must be tested. There ain't no real friend until they've been tested. See, again, the reason why David shouted yay is because his friend had been tested. One day, a bear came. Y'all know the story, don't you? Tried to eat up one of his flock. God gave him the strength to destroy the bear, save the sheep. Another time, a lion came, took a sheep. Listen, Father gave him strength to be able to defeat the lion, save the sheep. Then his father sent him down with some food to help his brothers in the fight, and he heard a giant, an uncircumcised Philistine, shouting out all kinds of derogatory things about his God. And David knew that his God was better than that. And even if it meant his death, he was going up against Goliath. And God gave him strength with one of the five smooth rocks to put in his slingshot. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, when he let that rock go in the middle of Goliath's head, he fell. And with Goliath's sword, he cut off his head. So listen, if God had been tested, that was his friend. Do you think he had a reason to be worried about going through the valley of the shadow? I wish I had a helper in the house. If you would think of the goodness of the Lord in your life, you would stop being afraid of some of the mess you go through when you realize he's already been tested and proven to be who he say he is. And the last point I want to make is he must be able to go through trouble with you. I'm talking about a true friend now. He must be able to go through trouble with you. Not wait for you on the other side. Not wait to see how things turn out for you. Tell you, I'm praying for you. No, I don't need you praying for me. I need you praying with me and right by my side. There are just some things that you need real friends to go through with you. And real friends don't make excuses. They make sacrifices. Am I talking to anybody in the house today? I realize why you can't say amen too loud right now, because you've been checking out your friend list. And you've discovered you've been giving somebody the name friend who's not worthy of that name. I've got a suggestion for you. Start deleting. Back them out of your phone and out of your computer and out of all of those devices where you had them as friends. Oh, the songwriter had it right when he says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, 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 what needless peace we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything. I said everything, everything to God in prayer. What a friend, what a friend, what a friend,
What a friend! What a friend! Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend, going all the way to the end. I'm glad I got him. Do you have him? Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus.
The doors of the church are open.
That friend is waiting on you. And he's calling you back home. Maybe you've backslidden. Maybe you've turned your back against and away from the Lord. Maybe you've strayed off the path. Maybe you've never ever made the commitment to come to him. But I want you to know today is your day. This friend loves you so much that he proved himself first. He's proven that he's a true friend. The question is, will you accept him? Will you come to him and say, Lord, just as I am, I receive you. I lay me down. Glory to God. How can you forgive me when I've often gone astray? How can you think of me when I do things my way, turning my back on you, the one who loved me first, having my own desires, renewing worldly thirst? You told me you loved me and I should make up my mind. You tell me, come on back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can't be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to come home. You love me still, and I know this is real, and I am running back to you. I see you're standing there for me. Your arms are open wide.